Hello there. Good to be back with you here on the Bernie Miklos Show channel on this Thursday, October the 17th. Thank you, as always, for your support and for subscribing and help me get the word out. We want to continue to add subscribers. Hit that like button. And I think just as important, if not more important, please leave your comments. I like them. You get me fired up sometimes, and I get a little, I don't know, probably throw an elbow or two. What can I say, right? I never said I'm an angel, right? Not the devil, but I'm, you know, not an angel either. All right, here's what I want to talk about today. It's hard for me to gauge what the Cardinals will do in terms of home attendance in 2025 for obvious reasons. Number one, you still have a drag on the franchise because John Mozeliak will still be the head of baseball operations. And as long as that's the case, that is a big turnoff for the fan base, and it's a really big turnoff for people who vow that they're not going to go back until he's gone. So you're starting from a deficit position because of an extremely unpopular, exceedingly unpopular John Mozeliak. And, you know, generally speaking, Ali Marmol ain't the most popular guy in town either, and people are really down on Bill DeWitt. So you're starting, even though Bill DeWitt hired Chaim Bloom, which was a necessary but overdue move, but at least he decided enough is enough. We got to fix this. And did he take too long? Well, yeah. I've said that a million times. It's funny. I didn't say it in the video yesterday. And of course, I don't know. I guess I was accused of being on the DeWitt family payroll or something, because it's like the one time I didn't mention it. He took way too long. He got complacent. He let the thing slide. It didn't have to. He's taking corrective action, but it's a lot of damage has been done. Okay. That's my guiding opinion, firm guiding opinion. Do I have to say it in every video? I mean, come on. Anyway, there's a lot of damage that's been done, and some of the things that have caused the damage, a lot of the things that caused the damage are still in place. A very unpopular president of baseball operations, unpopular manager, people down on the owner, people still ripping Gersh. I'm just joking about Gersh. And it's not a happy time for St. Louis baseball. And there's a couple different ways I want to go with this, and they're all related, but I think that there's cases in life all the time where, you know, you look at a situation and it doesn't have to be either or, it's got to be one or the other. You know, there are a lot of times in life and in sports where you can sort of have opinions that might not be in line with each other, but they're opinions because there's validity to both of them. And so there's no reason to act like one of the opinions is garbage. Throw it in the dumpster. No. If there's merit in an opinion, even if it's something that, for example, I don't agree with, I would acknowledge that there's merit in the opinion that I don't agree with. You can still acknowledge merit, even if you don't like or share the specific view. So I'll get to that as we move along, but here's what I wanted to talk about. Okay, I'm going to repeat the word damage. They've done a lot of damage to the brand. Fans are turned off. A ton of no-shows last season. Don't know what the sales pitch is when they try to market ticket sales, suite rentals, and all that for 2025. And that's what I said at the very beginning of the video, which is it's really tough for me to gauge. Other than the fact that I know people are angry and they're frustrated and they're fed up and they're making vows not to go until they see proof that the Cardinals are trying to win, or, you know, whatever their set of standards is. That's the one thing I know. People are ticked off and they're alienated and they're furious about a lot of things. But this is still a great baseball market, and it's not just a St. Louis area, metropolitan area baseball market. I mean, the Cardinals, I hear from you. I hear from a lot of you from out of state. I love you for that. Thank you. That they're they've got, they still have a regional appeal. You know, there's fans that come from all over the place. I mean, not in as great as numbers as they used to, but they still come. They still come from surrounding states and from even from places in other regions of the country. They still come. Not as much as they used to, you know, and that's understandable in many, many ways. So I don't know. People say, well, how do you think they'll draw in 2025? Listen, it's not going to be great. It's probably not going to be by the established standards. It's probably not going to be good. But depending on where that final number comes in, average tickets sold per home game. Again, no shows are a different category. I buy things just like Cardinals fans buy tickets. You don't have to use the tickets if you're fed up. I'm embarrassed to admit there are so many things that I have bought, and then I realize once I got them, you know, why did I do that? Nah, let me put this in a closet, right? I bought this teleprompter. Why? Let me put it in the closet. You know, just because you buy something, you know, you're making a commitment to you know, you feel like you need something. In Cardinals' case, you know, you love Cardinals baseball. You love baseball. You love the memories and the incredible success this franchise has had most of the time under current ownership. But if you reach a point where you're like, what, you know, no, I don't feel like going down there. And we've talked about this a lot. I don't want to rehash it. I don't feel like going down there. But the fact is, you know, even if the fans who voice their displeasure or show their dissent by not actually using the tickets they bought, that doesn't mean that there's, you know, the interest level in the Cardinals has like reached some kind of emergency condition. And I've got some stuff on that. You know, it's the Cardinals last year, remember this past season, I should say, coming off of a 71-91 record, which was their worst in a full season since 1990. This was the 2023 Cardinals. Despite all that, and, you know, the fact that, you know, the Cardinals have not made the playoffs in five of the last eight full seasons. So despite that awful 2023, the Cardinals still ranked seventh in Major League Baseball for average home attendance in terms of tickets sold. No shows, different category, a reflection of what people, fans, customers are feeling at that moment. Nah, I don't feel like going to the ballpark. Cardinals still got the money. It still counted in terms of tickets sold, and it was a very impressive total. Under the circumstances and all of the unrest and dissatisfaction out there. So coming off that terrible season in 2023, worst since 1990, this year in terms of tickets sold per home game on average, the Cardinals, let me flip over here. The Cardinals sold more tickets than seven teams that made the playoffs. And keep in mind, there's 12 teams that make the playoffs, right? Cardinals sold more tickets per home game than seven teams that got in. The Cardinals' ticket sold average, higher than Houston, higher than Milwaukee, higher than the New York Mets. I think New York's a pretty big town. Anyway, higher than Houston, Milwaukee, the Mets, Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit, and Kansas City. So that's why I absolutely refuse, which this opinion that I think the people that offer it think they're being, you know, well, I'm going to speak the truth. Look at me. I'm going to speak the truth. Cardinals fans are spoiled. No. They're not spoiled. They're dissatisfied because the team has performed, ownership has performed, the front office has performed. In some cases, the manager has performed way below the standards that have been established. And those standards were high and established in large part because the fan base supported the heck out of this team. You know, you look at the Cardinals. I mean, my goodness. Did they make the playoffs in 2016? No. Where did they rank in terms of tickets sold? Second in the majors. Did they make the playoffs in 2017? No, that's 2 years in a row. They weren't in the playoffs. Where did they rank? Second in average tickets sold per home game. Did they make the playoffs in 2018? No. Where were they in average tickets sold? Third in the major leagues. Oh, my God. They fell to third. What a group of front runners. I mean, people are absolutely absurd. You're not being cool. You're not on to something where, like, you know, it's like, well, I'm gonna go on there and anyway, I'm gonna go, you know, on the internet. I'm gonna go here. I'm gonna call them spoiled. Good for you, Sparky. It just happens not to be true. But way to go, tough guy. So the Cardinals did make the playoffs in 2019, and again, 3 years in a row they didn't make the playoffs. Second, and third in average tickets sold per home game in the majors. They make it back to the postseason in 2019. They're number two in average tickets sold per home game in the majors. They made the playoffs in 2021, but this is after the COVID year, and you know things were still not entirely stable. In fact, I forget exactly when, but they didn't really open up the whole ballpark or whatever. So you know, for a long time during the season, it sort of gradually phased in more and more seats that were available. But still in 2021, after COVID, the Cardinals fans, I think, did a hell of a job. They were fourth in tickets purchased, average per home game, fourth in the majors. In 2022, no surprise, because you had Pujols back. You had Molina and Pujols in their final seasons together. And you had Adam Wainwright gearing it down. He would pitch one more year. And the Cardinals had a fun team in 2022. Am I allowed to talk about that? Am I allowed to point out that they won 93 games and, yeah, they blew the playoff series. And Ali Marmol, as we know, for the 1 millionth time, he blew game one against Philadelphia. Gotcha. We agree. The Cardinals in 2022 ranked second in average tickets sold per home game. Second in the majors, as they should have. Even in 2023, where that team started imploding almost as soon as the season began, and the Cardinals were fourth in average tickets sold per home game, fourth in the majors. And this past year, despite that awful 91 loss season, and despite the fact it was the end of an era. Pujols gone, Molina gone, Wainwright retired. Despite all that, the Cardinals fans still bought more tickets per home game than all but six major league franchises, six major league fan bases. You know, it hadn't actually been the primrose lane around here, right? As far as like high level success. There've been some moments, but it's nothing like it was compared to. You know, back that run from that I've talked about a lot from 2000 through 2015, the Cardinals were incredible. And that's why I laugh out loud. The LOL. Every time I like these people, and some of you are subscribers. I appreciate you, but I'm going to just say I've seen it. So what I like about this, people get so ticked off at DeWitt and Mozeliak because of this downturn. And what, again, the downturn didn't have to happen. I said it a bunch of times, written about it a ton of time, and I'll continue to say it and write it. But what I, you know, and I'm getting off point here just for a minute, but it is related. But it still just kills me how, it makes me laugh, actually. You know, people act like, well, they've never won or something, you know. And I've seen a lot of comments of the facts, like they want to erase all the really good years, the great years. You know, John Mozeliak's never made a good move, never. They've never won under Mo, you know. DeWitt's got to sell the team because he's been such a deplorable owner, although it's actually one of the great eras of the history of a proud and glorious franchise. But I understand why people are ticked off. Here's the difference between me and some. I can express how ticked off I am, and me, Mr. Research, I can point out 5,000 things that have ticked me off, right? Here's where I'm different than some. I'm not going to go back and scrub history and act like there wasn't all these great seasons over a 16-year period, right? No, I'm not going to go back and erase that as if it didn't happen. I guess that makes me a DeWitt employee, huh? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I'm going to defend Cardinals fans to the hilt just about 100%. That's the only thing that bugs me. The people that want to take a brush and erase history, the positive history. You don't have to do that. You have every reason to be ticked off and infuriated and disillusioned by the way things have headed since 2016. You have legitimate reasons to be frustrated and to say, I'm just not going to buy as many tickets as I used to. So I back you 100% on that. But again, I'm being repetitive and annoying, but you don't have to go and, you know, pretend that like everyone down there has been an idiot since the beginning of the DeWitt era. And what have they won? You know, that kind of thing. Oh, my goodness. Once again, the downturn should have been prevented. It didn't have to be. I think teams are entitled to have some down seasons, even great teams, and we see it all the time. But you don't have to pretend that nothing good ever happened. It just makes you look foolish, quite frankly. But up to just about that point, you got 100% backing for me. Not that you need it for me. It doesn't matter what I say. It's your money. It's your time. You make the choices about whether you want to buy tickets. And then if you buy the tickets, whether you want to use them or do you want to stay home because you're just kind of like, eh, I got it. So the Cardinals in 2024, despite all this ridicule from morons from the outside mostly, got nothing to apologize for or to hang their heads about in terms of supporting this franchise. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay. And what amazes me, and this is where I'm going to try to come back here. I got to come back around. Damage is the word of the day. Apparently, they've done a lot of damage, and I'm talking about DeWitt and Mozeliak, and you know whether you're talking about Marmol. His damage is that he's considered Mozeliak's guy, so everybody hates him too. If you hate Mozeliak, you hate Marmol. I would say large percentage of the people that hate or despise Mozeliak also that they also push that over onto Marmol as well. Again, you like what you like or dislike what you dislike. It's your business, not mine. I'm just an observer. Here's the thing that concerns me about the Cardinals. First of all, we don't know the exact game plan for 2025. We don't know. They're not going to do a teardown. They're not going to have a fire sale where it's like everything must go. No, I think they're going to be selective. We've talked about it here on the Bernie Show. They have to give serious consideration, which I believe they will, about trading Ryan Helsley. I'm not going to relitigate that because I've already done a video and it's a couple columns on it. They have to decide whether it makes sense to trade Sonny Gray, who, despite what some people say, is actually a really good starting pitcher. And, I'm sorry he wasn't Cy Young, but he's still a really good pitcher. Do they trade him? Does he want to be traded? He's got a full no trade. You know, I don't know what Sonny Gray wants, and I don't know how hard the Cardinals will try to talk him into going somewhere and what kind of offers they'll receive. We talked about Wilson Contreras. He's got 3 years left on his contract, also has a no trade clause. And what is his market value? Nolan Arenado, still a lot of money that's owed. He's 33 and in decline offensively and even to defense. He was good last year, as we talked about this 2024, but he's not at the level that he was for a long, long time. How much interest will there be in a guy that will be 34 years old next season? Even if Arenado, who's got the full no trade, even if he decides, you can trade me. What kind of deal are we looking at? I mean, how much money do the Cardinals have to eat? See, there's a lot of factors here. Do you trade Eric Fetty? He's got a full year to go. Is he attractive to people looking really want to bolster their starting pitching by the start of 2025? I don't know. They have people they can move, but it doesn't mean they're going to move all of them, and it doesn't mean they can move all of them even if they wanted to. So I can't look in some kind of magical crystal ball and say, well, this is what their roster will be by the time they're ready to, you know, go into opening bay, opening day. Let me explain to you. Here's the 26-man roster. I don't know. You don't know either. We know they're going to give opportunities to young players, young pitchers, as they should. They got to find out about the people we've all talked about. It's time for some of these younger players to deliver. You either deliver, or if you take another step back in 2025, then, yeah, I know Heim Bloom takes over in 26, but my point is, how long do the Cardinals ride with this younger group of players, all right? A lot of questions. We don't know the answers as we sit here today. Why am I pounding on the desk? I was tapping on it. So it's hard for me to predict what the team will look like, what the ceiling is, what the bottom is. Won't be a teardown. Won't be a total. Let's just blow the whole thing. It ain't going to be like that. Here's my concern, though. If I were sitting there at Busch Stadium, and this would be my concern. If, in fact, I was getting a paycheck from the Cardinals, this would be my concern. And it's a legitimate question. You know, once the thrill is gone, once the luster fades, once the happiness level goes down, as the level of anger starts to rise, you don't want that. You want people to be happy and motivated to come to the ballpark. You don't want them to say, I'm not going. I'm not buying as many tickets. I'm not going to go to as many games. Right on down the line. I'm not buying any merch. All right, once you've alienated so many fans, and by Cardinal standards, it's been, again, this is what the dummies outside fail to grasp. The Cardinals and their fans have established a really high standard for a long time. The Cardinals fans have kept up their part of this arrangement, as I've said. I did a whole video on it. The team is the one that has failed in this partnership, or who has let this partnership erode, okay? Aim the blame at the right place. It's not the fans. That said, the biggest challenge the Cardinals have, because they're carrying Mo another year, and let's just all cross our little fingers and just hope he doesn't do any more stupid things. Although DeWitt has the power to intervene, and he's intervened before. And Bill DeWitt, to me, one of the most important things he can do in 2025 is, and by the way, it's not to throw, let Mo Mozeliak throw more idiotic, stupid, wasted money around. The best thing that Bill DeWitt can do, in my opinion, is that whatever, if they go to Heim Bloom, and you know Bill DeWitt will go to Heim Bloom, so what do you think? We got this trade proposal or whatever. What do you think? Mo says, well, yeah, here's why it's a good idea. Here's why I really think we should do it. Goes to Heim Bloom. Heim Bloom's like, well, I wouldn't do that. You're asking me. You're paying me. You want my opinion. I wouldn't do that. We said this in a video a little while back. DeWitt has to side with Bloom. Period. It's got to side with Bloom. You brought him in here. You gave him a 5-year contract to run the baseball operation starting next year after he does this massive project. He completes this massive, overdue, and absolutely necessary project to get the Cardinals back up to above average. They're so low right now in terms of their whole minor league operation. Again, we've gone, that's not the talent we're talking. We're talking about the tools that they give the players, the instruction, the technology, all the things we've talked about many, 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 many times. My goal for 2025, my hope for everybody for 2025 is that it doesn't get a lot worse. You know, I already realized, man, if you're going to rebuild, even if it's not a complete, let's tear the whole thing down and let's blow up everything to smithereens, you know, you're still moving in another area where you're going to lose, probably you're going to win fewer games. I just don't, again, I don't, can't put a number on it. Once you lose fans, I'm taking a long time to get to the point, but that's how I am. Flaws and all, baby. Once you lose the fans, it ain't easy to get them back, even in a fantastic baseball market like St. Louis is. Even with people all around the region driving here for weekend series. You name a state, driving distance, 5, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. That's a tradition, man. Let's go to St. Louis for the weekend and watch the Cardinals play whomever. Once you lose, you start to lose, you have defectors, you have people who dissent and just say, that's enough. I'm kind of defecting from this for a while. They got to reestablish themselves to me. They got to get back that credibility and that loyalty that I've given them for a long time. I'm willing. My attitude is like, well, I think they need to do a rebuild, and I think it makes a lot of sense, and I think it's overdue. And you know, you either own up to what has to be done, or you can continue to try to, you know, piecemeal things along, and then, you know, well, maybe we'll win 85 games, or maybe we'll get in the postseason. Once we get in the postseason, anything can happen. That whole song and dance act that we've heard around here, that's what the Cardinals have been. Once you lose the fans, though, really, really difficult to get them back. It's not as easy as you think. It's not as easy in a lot of markets that I studied today. It's not as easy as like, well, you win, they'll come back. I do think Cardinals will come back if they have reasons to be entertained, excited, and they see that Bill DeWitt has changed things in a way that will make a huge positive difference, if, in fact, he does that. If, in fact, Chaim Bloom is as good as I think that he is, and it is just the right man to be in charge at this time, given what the Cardinals' needs are and the direction they must go, which is to basically stop being idiots about the way you spend money. How many times have I got to say that? I want a smart organization. Chaim Bloom's smart, and his specialty is draft, player development, scouting, putting the proper value on players that they're thinking about signing or making a trade for. He avoids falling into this trap. Well, Dexter Fowler, he did hit leadoff for a World Series champion. I think we should give him $82.5 million. You know, that kind of thinking, right? Some examples, if you don't mind, because I find it really interesting. And I'm gonna start with the place where I grew up, the Baltimore, D.C. area, but the Baltimore area, just how I identify with it. Listen, man, the Orioles went through a total teardown rebuild. And that was a passionate baseball town when I was a young person. And in 1979, I was 2 years out of high school, was already working part-time at a newspaper in Baltimore. That 79 Orioles team was great. I remember I went to like 65 home games that year. And it was just a great season. It was a great time. And the Orioles had been outstanding during the whole Earl Weaver area. Excuse me, the whole Earl Weaver era. So the Orioles, of course, they kept up their winning for a while. They sort of had this post-Earl Weaver era where, you know, after a downturn, they sort of got things going again for a while. I'm not going to go into all the details, but then they fell off again. So they tore the whole thing down. But if you look at the Orioles, okay, they've been in a bad place in terms of fan appeal and competitiveness and quality, and they had to just build up from the ground floor. They had to basically start from the scratch. But here's the thing. You know, before 2023, the Orioles had missed making the playoffs in 22 of the last 27 seasons, and some of those seasons were absolutely hideous. So they had work to do, okay? The rebuilding had to pay off, at least in the regular season way at first. It's because you're good in regular season. I don't care who the hell you are. It doesn't mean you're, oh, well, we're fine. We're going to go win it all now. It doesn't work like that in the postseason. So the Orioles, the last two seasons made the playoffs. They've averaged 96 wins. I think they had 100 wins in 2023. They fell down a little bit this year, primarily because of injuries, and their offense kind of got bogged down at the wrong time. So I got a lot of relatives, a lot of friends in Baltimore who love this team. They're excited. You know, it's like, listen, the rebuild was tough to go through, but look at this young talent. Just look at all this talent everywhere. and they're excited. But here's what I don't understand. You know, last season they won 100 games, and it was just a beautiful breakout season. They took down the evil Yankees in the American League East, right? They ranked 21st in attendance in terms of tickets sold per game. They averaged just under 24,000. And coming off that 100-win season where it's like, you know, all these terrific stars, man, young stars, really exciting. And the front office makes a power move. They go out and trade for Corbin Burns, even though they're going to rent him for 1 year. He's going, he ain't coming back there. He's a free agent now. So they moved up to 19th in the majors in average home attendance. Sold, ticket sold. I don't know. Winning doesn't always cure anything. Maybe people are waiting for this to happen over a long period of time. Maybe they're waiting for postseason success. I think Cardinals fans would say, you know what? You take our roster, we'll take yours. And Busch Stadium's probably, the ticket's probably going to be hard to come by, right? I don't know why Orioles fans aren't like wild about this team. I don't know why they're still staying away. One of the complaints is Peter Angelos, the owner, the late owner now, but his son. They had kind of a dumb and dumber operation there for a while, and that's why the thing just went down the toilet. But the team was sold basically at the beginning the team is in new hands. A billionaire, multi-billionaire, who grew up as an Orioles fan, and he's passionate about the game. Because all I heard from my bunkies in Baltimore is like, well, I'm not doing anything till Angelos. That Angelos family just sells everything and they're out of the way. And I don't have to look at them or hear from them. Okay, fine. I'm not saying you're wrong to say that. But that's happened. They no longer own the team. You got a hell of a team's average 96 wins the last 2 years. Why is the attendance 21st last year, 19th this year? Doesn't add up to me. Kansas City. You know, Kansas City, and I know there was a real dark period in between this. And a bad team to another teardown. But the fact is, the Royals have won more league pennants and in a World Series. Since 2014, they got two pennants and a World Series title. The Cardinals haven't done that. They don't have a pennant, and they don't have a World Series win. The last pennant's 2013. Last World Series win, 2011. Royals have an exciting team. They had a heck of a year. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr. himself is worth the price of admission. What a dynamic player and a guy loyal to that franchise, loyal to that market. He wants to be in Kansas City. That's why he agreed to this monster deal. They had a 30-win turnaround this year. Well, you know, Kansas City's always been a really good baseball town. You just got to give them something. Okay. They were 26th this season in average tickets sold per home game. 26th. The year that they won their pennant, their first pennant in 2014, they were 25th. The year that they brought that team back and they did, in fact, win the World Series in 2015, they were 10th. That's good. But then the rebuild started again, basically, and their attendance continued to just go down and down and down. I was watching one of the network games on during the postseason. Plus, the Royals won a postseason round. They beat the Orioles. And then the Yankees kicked in, and the Yankees played better and pitched better and, you know, won that series rather easily. But they were saying maybe it was before I'm trying to remember exactly. No, it was actually the game one, the first home game in the Yankee series. I remember the broadcaster saying, well, Kauffman Stadium is sold out, and this is the first sellout they've had since opening day. Really? I don't know. I find that hard to believe. I mean, it's true, but it's like, it just shows you. All right. Let's talk about Cleveland. The last 8 full seasons, they made the postseason 5 times. They won 102 games in 2017. In 2016, they won a pennant. Then they came back with that great team. And in 2017, the year after they won the American League pennant and lost in 7 games to the Cubs, they won 102 games in 2017. You know where they ranked in tickets sold per home game? 22nd. Well, what were you mad about? What reasons did you have to rank 22nd in the majors? Don't tell me it's the Cleveland Browns. They're garbage. That shouldn't affect anything. Where's the summer sports competition? I don't know, man. In 2008, another playoff team, 2018, 21st in attendance. Another playoff team in 2022, 25th in attendance. In 2023 and 2024, they had a heck of a team. Second best record in the national, or excuse me, second best record in the American League. 20th in average tickets sold. Look at Texas. They won the whole thing in 2023, and they spent a ton of money. Ownership fully committed. Chris Young's a great baseball director of baseball operator. They brought Bruce Bochy back. They win it all. And in 2024, they were 12th in the majors in tickets sold per home game. 12th. Cardinals were 7th. What were they waiting for? What was the displeasure? What was the grievance? I don't get it. Detroit's been down and out. I realize that. And basically, they were all but just eliminated and made this incredible run at the end of the season. But this was their first postseason appearance, and they got a real fun team to watch since 2014. They ranked 24th in attendance. I was even looking at Houston. You know, Houston from 2000, it's a huge metropolitan area. 2017 through 2024, second in regular season wins in the majors, first in postseason wins, ALCS, 7 consecutive years, 2 World Series titles, never ranked higher than 6th in the majors in terms of tickets sold per home game. And not only that, they've never been higher than 6th during this incredible run. And they made the playoffs again this year. They were 7th twice, they were 8th twice, they were 9th 1 year, and they were 15th another year. Cardinals, over that period of time, even though Houston has been a powerhouse, 7 consecutive appearances in a league championship series, Cardinals fans bought more tickets than Astros fans. So number one, Cardinals fans, 2 lessons here. Cardinals fans don't have to apologize for anything. My only gripe is they're trying to, maybe it's a small amount, trying to erase history like it's never been good or something. But Cardinals fans have been buying tickets in large numbers over teams that have been better in their markets and better in the major leagues and better in either the National American League. So it's a little confusing. But the one lesson is, like, Cardinals fans do not have anything to apologize for. The attendance and the tickets purchase remain very strong. Cardinals got a lot of hard work to do. It's up to them to get the fans back to the previous level. It's up to the Cardinals, not the fans. It's up to the Cardinals. But the second lesson is, be careful. Because if you let things slide, and I've given you examples of some down-and-out teams who were really good this year or really good the last couple years, whatever. Once you let the fans find a reason not to buy tickets, not to spend all that money, once you sort of let them go, it ain't easy to get them back. And that's why, you know, I was giving you all these different attendance figures over teams that have been better than the St. Louis Cardinals. You can't just assume they're going to come back. Because you never should have put yourself, as an owner and as a president of baseball operations, you never should have put yourself in a position where you gave the fans a reason to become disgruntled and a reason to find other ways to spend their money and to spend their time. Can't just snap your fingers and say, well, we hired Heim Bloom, you know, we're excited. Come on down to the ballpark. It's just not that simple. This team's got a heck of a lot of work to do. The leaders of the franchise got a heck of a lot of work to do, and it ain't going to be easy. It ain't going to be simple. So it's up to them, though, to position this team in a way that gets fans really, really excited again, and where fans add, kind of put more loyalty back in the franchise and more money back in the franchise. It's going to take a tremendous amount of work by the Cardinals owner and management to regain that trust and that credibility. That'll do it. Man, I went long today. I thought this was going to be a short one. So much for that. Talk later. Thanks for watching The Bernie Show.